June 13th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "This is the month of the two hearts. I am sending Jesus and Mary to this site in the world to celebrate the united hearts later this month. Listen to them." In some areas of the world, false religions are impacting government decisions. Policies which do not favor world peace, nor the welfare of their citizenry, have taken over these countries. Moreover, the people find themselves held captive by the control of evil intent. The mindset of the world is to treat these errors with respect. I am encouraging my remnant faithful not to be remiss in standing for the truth in the name of respect. Human rights must not be violated in the name of a false God. Tremendous errors are being publicly adhered to, errors which transgress my commandments. Fight for the truth. Do not let truth take a back seat to error. You are my warriors of truth. Arm yourselves for the battle. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.